as we speak. We're looking at possibly 70,000 construction jobs. Those folks are out of work. Those 200 projects are on hold. Also, the government, by the end of this, could lose $1.1 billion. So far, leaders are holding firm to their side. Listen to the back and forth between Eric Cantor and Steny Hoyer.
And again, I think it speaks to the fact that the Senate hadn't done its job, and it is costing the federal government and the taxpayers money. The Senate ought to return to Washington, take up the bill, and pass the House bill. We've done our work.
Republicans have refused to work with us to find common ground.
And why is there a problem right now, Peter? Well, Republicans, in the temporary extension of this bill, put in provisions that specifically affected rural airports. Those in the states of Harry Reid, the majority leader from Nevada, Jay Rockefeller, whose committee from West Virginia sits on this issue. So they believe that that's not necessarily fair, that it was partisan politics by the House. John Mica, the head of the Transportation Committee in the House, is saying, look, the government is subsidizing these small airports at huge expense and cost to taxpayers. We can't keep doing that. My hope is that by putting this in a temporary extension bill, it'll make Congress actually fix the issue when we get back. But as of right now, no plans for Congress to come back and do this. We can report that the White House confirmed President Obama spoke to Speaker Boehner about this issue yesterday. The best chance for this to, for something to occur, I'm told, from the House side, because they're not going to budge, would be for the Senate to temporarily allow the House bill, those cuts to rural airports, to go through this week. No inclination that's going to happen from the Senate, Peter.
All right, Luke Russert's at the Capitol for us right now. And Luke, we want to stick with this conversation. So joining me now is Congressman Adam Schiff. He is a California Democrat. And Representative, I want to ask you just point blank, are there any plans for the Democrats to return to the Capitol?
Well, I'm here. I'm ready to go to work. I think this is just crazy at a time of high unemployment that we have tens of thousands of construction workers who had to leave their jobs. We have thousands of FAA employees furloughed. This is just nuts. And, you know, I have to say, I think this is part of a pattern. We had a near government shutdown. Then we had